Hello.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, sir. I'll be with you in just a moment.
Hello?
Mr. President, Paul Douglas.
How are you, my friend?
Well, we're in quite a battle out here. We're fighting hard.
Well, I hope that things are looking up.
Well, I think they're improving, but we've been hit by the white backlash, which is very strong in the lower income people, particularly foreign-born and even union men. And we've also, suffered heavily from the sympathy vote for Percy in his the murder of his kid. And we had a crash poll taken a couple weeks after the murder, and when the white backlash was probably at its height, we had a slight margin in Cook County, but not enough to offset the Republican majority in northern Illinois. I would say, as of this moment, that it's about even.
Well, I'm leaving it early in the morning, and I'll be gone for 3 weeks, but I wanted to tell you goodbye and tell you I was praying for you, and I wanted to do anything in the world that I could help you do. Now, have you got any ideas of anything that we can do?
Three things. First, let's get the dunes finally passed. The buy is balking a little bit on some technicalities which some rich people at Ogden Dunes and Dune Acres are putting up. We want to get that through. And then when the bill passes, first we want to get by in line. When the bill passes, we'd like to have you sign it on the way back, if that's within 10 days from time of passage. If not, if it could be flown out to you and signed.
My guess is that all of them will be held here until I get back, because there's a provision, precedent, that they're not delivered to the president until the president's available to receive them.
Well, if you could sign it on the way back, that would be fine. Second thing, has Weston gone up the smoke, up the spout, the atomic energy plant location?
I doubt that there'll be any statement on that for a good while.
Well, that's not gone. Now then, If you would care to come and speak for me, we'd love to have you. But let me tell you, it might, as I told you at the White House, we don't want to have this election turn into a repudiation of you.
Oh, I don't give a damn.
And it's not at all certain that I can win. We're fighting like hell, but we've got every obstacle in the world against us, and I don't want to weaken your position by a defeat.
Well, we'll look at that. I'm not worried the slightest about that. I don't give a damn about it. I just want to be sure that you don't that I can do any good. And we'll look at that after, see how we get along out there.
Well,
now, what about your money?
Well, if you could get the President's Club to give us they've given us $5,000. If the President's Club would give us $10,000 more, we could get some more radio and television time.
Who's the best person to deal with on your finances?
My son
here?
John. My son.
Is he here in Washington?
No, he's out here in Chicago running the campaign.
Is there anybody here that they can see?
Well, I could see Kenneth Gray at my office.
Uh-huh.
Joe Rao.
Uh-huh. Alright.
Well, that would be fine.
All right. We'll get you some if we have to borrow it. I'll get Governor Lawrence or somebody of the committee to try to make a little loan and get you some help.
Good. Yeah. Help very much. And as I say, if one of your boys, they were fine in getting, and you were fine in getting the bill through the House.
Well,
there's just a tiny technicality now. But it's one of those things that may trip us up. And if Byron makes a little speech saying that it's not wholly satisfactory to him and so forth, but let the Senate acquiesce in the House bill. I don't want to go to conference and get caught up with all the difficulties in getting the House to agree to a conference and all the delays. I'll accept the House bill.
All right, well, I'll leave them that word and see what they can do about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, good luck on your trip.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.